Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamis B'malaf Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah B'malaf Amin Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Chayitz Yivimtoi, Shimon goes ahead, and Shimon does Chalitza with Rachel, with Reuven's wife Rachel, and then V'nasa Achiv Esachayisa, and then Levi goes ahead. Levi never did Chalitza with Rachel, so he's Mota to Rachel's sister, and he goes, and he marries Rachel's sister Leah. Umeis, and then Levi dies, and now Leah, who's Achais Chalutza, so he falls to Shimon. So Chalatzas Lomis Yavemes. It's an Issa Durabanim. So the din is Chalatzas Lomis Yavemes. V'chein, Amigari says Yishla, Shimon was married to Rachel, and then he divorced her, and then V'nas Achiv Ezachaisa, Levi goes ahead and marries Leah, Umeis, and Levi dies, Harizu Petura. So then when Leah falls to Yibam, to Shimon, so then she's Pater, then she's Achis Grushasai, that's a real Issa Daraisa, and there's no even requirement for Chalitza. Let's say you have a case where Reuven was married to Rachel, and Reuven died without having any children. And so Rachel now falls to Shimon and Levi, and Levi goes, and Levi goes ahead and marries Leah. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, we tell Levi that you can't do Nesimun with Leah because you have a Zika to Rachel. So wait until Shimon does something with Rachel, and then you could do in the Nesimun. Once he does Chalitz or Yibam, so then you could go ahead and you could do the Nesimun with Leah. Or similarly, Mesa Yavama, if Rachel would die, so then Yichnais as Ishtai. That would also be another way that Levi could go ahead and do Nesumim with Leah. Meis Yavam, let's say Shimon dies, so now Rachel is only falling to Levi, so then Levi really loses out. Then Yaitzias Ishtai beget, he has to divorce Leah because now she's Achay Ziku Kasei, and that Zik is never going away, so he has to divorce Leah by giving her a get. And then Ve'eshes Achim Bechalitza, he has to get rid of the Zika to Rachel by doing Chalitza. He can't marry her because now she's Achay Ishtai, but he has to get rid of her by doing Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, my v'chein. How could you say v'chein about the case of Achis Grushasai against the case of Achis Chalutzasai? They have two different halachas. So says the Gemara, Ema Aval Hamigarish. No, it wasn't saying v'chein. What the Mishnah meant to say is a contrast. That by Chalutza, so then we say it's Chalatzas Lemes Yavemes. But by a case of Achis Grushasai, so then the din is that she's Pater and she doesn't need anything. And Amrish Lakish, Kanchan Rebbe, Achis Grusha Midivrei Taira, and Achis Chalutza is Midivrei Seifrim. You see that the Isser of Achis Chalutzasai is only Midrabanan, whereas Achis Grushasai is Midaraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, in this case where Levi went ahead and married Leah, we tell him, wait, you can't do Nisuin yet, you have to wait until Shimon does Yibam or Chalitza with Rachel. That's the halacha, that Yesh Zika, and therefore we tell Levi that he has to wait. Yibaylu, the Gemara has a shayla. The Mishnah spoke about a case where Rachel died. And if Rachel dies, so now Levi could do the Nisuin with Leah. Ask the Gemara Shaila, that Meis the Ishtai Mahu be Avimtai. What would be the halacha if Leah dies? Would Levi then become Mutter again to Rachel? So Rav Rav Chanina Dami Tarvayu Meis the Ishtai Mutter be Avimtai. That yes, he becomes Mutter to Rachel. Ushmu Rav Asi Dami Tarvayu Meis the Ishtai Aser be Avimtai. That no, she's already Nasra. Once Levi married Leah, so Rachel became Aser to him. And therefore Mamela, even though now that Isser goes away, she's no longer Achis Ishtai because Leah died, still she's Nesra, she's ready Aser to Levi, and Levi is not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel. I'm a Rav, my time is the Rav. Why does Rav argue on that? Why doesn't the Rav agree to Nesra? So says the Gemara, Misham Davi Yavama, Shehotro V'Nesra, V'Chazav Otro, Tachsula Teira HaRishayin. Because when Rachel fell, she was Mutter to Levi. Then Levi went ahead and married Leah, so she became Aser. When Leah then dies, so now Rachel goes back to her original Heter. That's the din of Hotro V'Nesra, V'Chazav Otro. Now, Masr Ravamnuna, Asr Ravamnuna on Rav, is there really such a klal of Tachsula Teira HaRishayin? But we learned in the Braisa, you have Shlei Shachin, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shtaim, Nisuin, Shtei Achayois, Reuven's married to Rachel. And Shimon is married to Leah, Ve'achad Mufna, and Levi's single. Meis Echem Yibale Achayois, Reuven, who's married to one of the sisters, who's married to Rachel, Reuven dies. So now Rachel falls to Yibam, to Levi. And then Ve'asaba Mufna Maimer, and Levi does Maimer with Rachel, Ve'achar Kach Meis Achiv Asheni, and then Shimon dies. So now Leah falls to Yibam. And then Leah dies, Acharav. Leah after Shimon, Leah dies. So then the lach is that Aisi Yavama, referring to Rachel, Chalatzas Vlemis Yavemes. Levi is not allowed to do bimiyavim her because she was already once an achay zikukasei. When Shimon died and Leah fell to Ibam, so Rachel became achay zikukasei. Since she became achay zikukasei, so now she's aser forever to Levi, even though the iser of achay zikukasei then went away once Leah died. It doesn't matter. We say nesra. Now why? Vamai? Why? Tihavi kivam hushutra v'nesra because of hushutra tachsel atayra harishon. If Rav is right, so why don't we say that Rachel, when she fell, was muta to Levi? Then Shimon died and Leah fell, so then Rachel became achay zikukasei. When Leah then dies, she should go back to her original heter. So says the Gemara that Ishtik Rav didn't have an answer. Rav remained quiet. The Basa the Nafik, however, after Rav Hamnuna left, so Amar, so Rav said to himself, Amaylo Yarmile, why didn't you tell him? I mean, why didn't I say to him a very simple answer that Rabbi Lazar, that Bryce is going like Rabbi Lazar, Damar, Kevin Sham, the love Shahachas Bisr, Nesra love Elamis, who holds of the din of Nesra, meaning I'm going like the Chachamim, who don't hold of Nesra. That Bryce is going like Rabbi Lazar, who holds of Nesra. Hada Amar. Then Rav said to himself, "No, Amar Dam Rabbi Lazar Heichadulei Chazi B'Shas Nevila. What's the case that Rabbi Lazar says Nesra? That's the case of Machzer Grushasei. Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven. He divorced Mrs. Reuven, then remarried Mrs. Reuven, and then he died. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. So in that case, Rabbi Lazar holds Nesra, since when Reuven divorced Mrs. Reuven, at that point Mrs. Reuven was usher to Shimon, even though she was mutter to everyone else. So now she's usher to Shimon forever, even after Reuven then remarries her and dies, she's still going to be usher to Shimon. So that's only because as soon as Reuven died and Mrs. Reuven fell to Ibam, from already right then and there, from the Shas Nefila, she already had that Nesra because of the previous marriage. But in our case, where when Reuven died, Rachel was fit to marry Leah, to marry Levi, so Miyamar, does Rabbi Lazar really hold of Nesra? So it won't help to say that the Bryce is going like Rabbi Lazar, because who says that Rabbi Lazar holds, even in such a case, that we say Nesra? However, Hadar Amar, then he said back to himself that no, it's not true, and even in the case where she was Chazi B'Shas Nefila, still Rabbi Lazar says Nesra. V'atani, like we learned in the Bryce, a mamish about this case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. It says that Rabbi Lazar says, that Mesa Yevimtoi Mutter Be'ishtoi. That if Rachel dies, so Levi went ahead and married Leah. So now Levi is going to be Mutter to Leah. Mesa Ishtoi, if Leah dies, so I see Yevam Machelatzes Loi Mesa Yevam. So it says straight out, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Levi is Aser to marry, to do Yibum with Rachel. So it says Rav, that Braisa that said it's Aser, that's going like Rabbi Lazar. So says the Gemara, wait a second. So this halacha is Rabbi Lazar, is a das yachid. So lema shmuv ravasi damrik Rabbi Lazar, they're going like a das yachid. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tamik rabbanon. It could be they're going like the Rabbanan who hold that we do not say Nesra by the case of Machzer Grushasei, but even the Rabbanan agree in this case. The Rabbanan only argue by the case of Machzer Grushasei, because in that case of Machzer Grushasei, at least from the time that Mrs. Reuven fell, from then and on, she was always Mutter to Shimon. It's only once upon a time she had an Isser, but that Isser went away. So that's why the Rabbanan argued and said that we don't say Nesra. But in our case, where Rachel fell to Levi and then became Aser because Levi married Leah, so then Afilu Rabbanan Maidu, even the Rabbanan would agree to the Psak of Rabbi Lazar, and really we're going even like the Rabbanan.